The theme of NEPAD is progress on the implementation of NEPAD and the peer review mechanism. We are celebrating this year the 10 years anniversary of the peer review mechanism as well. So it coincides with the 10 years of CADEP, which is a comprehensive program for the development of agriculture. It's an EU program as well. So it is a very significant year apart from the 50th anniversary we are celebrating also of the EU and EU itself.
What will be your message to the international community?
Well, the message is that NEPAD FIRST is an African program. Our main message is that we develop partnerships. That's why we are here. But the partnerships should fit within our priorities, which are designed in NEPAD. I think this is one of the messages we can send. But the team, I already told you, the team we are going to develop, and it fits the overall theme of Pan-Africanism and African Renaissance. So implementation of NEPAD and progress peer review mechanism are important aspect of this overall celebration we have of the 50th anniversary.
What specific do you need United Nations to do in this week?
United Nations means member states. It also means all its organs. It also means the world. So while celebrating at the United Nations, we would like to send our message to the world. Is the capital of the international diplomacy. So once you drop a message in New York, it go all over the world.
Do you think the partnership between the developed countries and Africa, does it stand for benefit of developed countries only or for both sides?
It is tended for both sides. Now, how you work on the balance, I think there is a lot of change in the continent. You should look at the changes happening in the continent in terms of quality of negotiations, in terms of how we deal with our partners, how our partners look at us. So the main rule of it is a win-win partnership.
And in practical?
In practical, it is a win-win partnership. Now, depend on how you assess this win. There are challenges in terms of how the current governance of international economy, international institutions was set long ago. Is, but there is effort of changes. But I think change should come with ourselves. When you look at only those countries now, you talk about China, you talk about some of our Asian countries, how people used to look at them yesterday. It's no longer the same way you look at them because the situation itself require a change of your attitude. I think this is happening in Africa as well. Africa is changing, and certainly this is going to change the attitude of our partners, those who are not yet convinced.
Do you mean the change should begin from Africans themselves?
It began already.
Began already?
Very long time.
So this is the right time for you to send a message to Africans to keep on those changes of altitude?
No, we don't need to send it anymore. I think people are aware of the change which are happening. Not only the Africans. Look at the literature before how Africa was described. It's just a disparate continent, which is now a rising one. Yeah, the famous insertion of The Economist describing Africa as a disparate continent, which is now described as a rising continent. So the change itself is there. We don't really need to tell it to our Africans.
Economic analysts have been saying that Africa is the first world to be. What is the position of NEPAD on that in terms of economic?
Well, I represent the African Union as a side. So let's talk about the general. NEPAD is an implementation program of the African Union. Certainly, look at the growth of the continent maintained at 5% despite the crisis in the world. And there is a lot of structural change also, even in our attitude. We are aware that we need to industrialize. We have been exporting raw materials for centuries, but it didn't bring development to us. It didn't create jobs. We know that there is a need to change our way of doing business in terms of industrialization of the continent in order to accommodate our young population, which is the majority, is one of our assets.